In specialty crop news from the Southeast Agnet, well, Governor Rick Scott's budget proposal has startled and concerned many as he plans to make major changes in its approach and direction in order to ultimately make a $5 billion cut. Of those proposed changes are provisions that would require our largely autonomous water management districts to get approval before spending money from taxes paid to them by property owners living within their boundaries. For example, the South Florida Water Management District collects about $390 million a year in property taxes and uses the funds for flood control, maintenance of the canals, and other stormwater efforts. Also, a significant portion goes towards Everglades restoration. But the proposal would reduce those taxes by 25% for the next 2 years, a cut that would translate into about $95 million less than the district levy during this current fiscal year. This is making some fear that the plan would significantly reduce more discretionary spending, such as Everglades restoration and water cleanup efforts in the St. Johns River. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.